ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
In about a month, another wonderful aspect of college life begins to unfold at UWM. That's when the basketball season gets underway. This year, the men's team is being led by a new coach who arrived at UWM this summer. He is Pat Baldwin, coming to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee from Northwestern University. There, as an assistant coach, he helped lead Northwestern to its first NCAA tournament in school history. Pat is our guest on this edition of UWM Today, and welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Pat, we love to do one show every year, one sports-related show, and it's always about basketball, and we're thrilled that you could be in the studio. We talk a lot about research. We talk a lot about our community service, but basketball is the sport at UWM, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it has a tremendous history, and obviously, I was in the league for over 9 years prior to leaving it and then now coming back into it, so very familiar with it. But Milwaukee, the tradition and the history of winning, you know, in the last, you know, 12 to 15 years is really good.
Boy, nothing like getting a whole community to come alive than around March Madness time when suddenly alum wake up and say, wow, this is great.
Absolutely. And that's why we play this game. And that's one of our focuses here is not only, you know, you want to win your league, you want to win the conference, but, you know, the culmination of your season is March Madness and the tournament. So we want to put ourselves in position to get to that point, but obviously we know there's a lot of hard work before that.
Well, let's give our listeners a little sense of who Pat Baldwin is. You mentioned your 9 years of familiarity with the Horizon League. Let's talk about your coaching career.
You know, going into my 17th year, so it seems like, to me, it just seems like yesterday when I got started. I started out at a Division II school, Lincoln University, which was about 3 hours from my home in Kansas, and that was a great start for me. It allowed me to do so many different things, and you know, then from there I went up to UW Green Bay, where I started at the Division I level for 2 years, and from there traveled back down south to Chicago at Loyola University Chicago, and had a great 7 years there. You know, and had some tremendous landmark victories and you know, we did a good job there. And from there, I went to Missouri State for 2 years. And then I went back to my pseudo home at Northwestern for my last 4 years prior to coming here.
Well, and you're a Northwestern alum.
Yes, and very proud of it. My wife and I, spent our undergrad years there together from 90 to 94 and graduated there. And it was great being back home and being in a situation that we were extremely familiar with. And a lot of people that when we were there going to school were still there, which was great to see.
So here you come 90 miles north up I-94 from Northwestern to UW-Milwaukee. Obviously, big major Big Ten program at Northwestern and a mid-major program here at Milwaukee. What's the adjustment going to be like?
You know, I think the adjustment is just the level. You know, when you start thinking about the Power Five conferences, I think you start talking about resources and what's available to you. But what my coach had talked to me about when I played is making every place your big time. And so there really isn't any difference other than the resources. The fans are the same to me. They're very rowdy and passionate, and I think the basketball is the same from the standpoint as you have kids that are very hungry and eager to win, compete, and play hard and all of those things. And then, you know, I think the coaching, you know, is that you may think about different levels, but I think coaching is still very good at whatever level you play at. So now for me, it's just being, you know, maybe one seat over from where I was, and that's the greatest difference.
So is there a Pat Baldwin game plan, a blueprint for running your team? How are you going to be the architect for this now your first head coaching position?
You know, I'm very fortunate to have been an assistant under many good coaches throughout my 16 years, now going into my 17th year. So there's a lot of different things that each of those coaches have taught me and have allowed me to kind of formulate and mold the way that I want to be. The first part is just, you know, that we want to compete and compete hard, and defense has to be a staple, which is my background. But also, my last 4 years at Chris Collins taught me a lot on the offensive end, where, you know, there were some really, really good things that we did. And so my blueprint they've given me the blueprint of how to be successful and to run a good program.
Well, you talk about your background in defense. You were quite a player when you were at Northwestern yourself. I think you still hold a school record or two, don't you?
I do, and especially on the defensive end, I hold the school record for steals in a game, season, and for a career, which, you know, I take that personally. And on the offensive end, I was at one point the leading assist guy, career assist, but that was soon eclipsed by Juice Thompson, and now currently Brian McIntosh, who's a senior at Northwestern currently, you know, whom I've had a chance to tutor in my last stint.
Does the fact that a head coach has a background that includes setting records and being a real star in his playing days, does that make it easier for you to coach and motivate players? Or is there some risk that you might be trying to get the players to be just like you were as a player?
You know, I think there are some advantages to having those accolades or knowing that you have accomplished some things. And one of them is that you have a standard. And there's a standard that each kid, you know, hopefully they want to meet. And I think that anytime you're at the level that we are, kids want to be great in their own right. So however we can get them there, you know, we certainly want to try that and build that up for them. So the fact that I've accomplished some things, I want our guys to do even better than me. I want to give them all the things that I've learned, kind of the tricks of the trade, in order to be successful in whatever they're doing as well. So I don't see it as a disadvantage. I see it as a great advantage to teach kids. And also, you can tell them that I've been there. I understand the hard work that it takes in order to try to accomplish some things.
And you've got the street cred, right? The credibility is, hey, I've been there, I've done it.
That's the bottom line. You know, a lot of kids want to know, have you done this before? And for me, I can tell them, yes, I have, as a player and as a coach.
There may be some listeners who love public radio and listen for the discussion of politics or science or our deep dives into what our education systems are. And here we're talking about basketball. And what would you say to those people who may ask the question, well, you know, what role does college athletics play? You know, is that a good use of resources? What does that bring to a university? How would you respond?
Well, I think athletics plays a tremendous role for the university in many respects. I think one of them is you have that civic pride. I think that anytime you talk about athletics, you talk about bringing a university together, and sports is one avenue that you can do that. And, you know, the other part of it, too, if you look at successful teams and how that translates to the success rate of applications, of getting kids to look at your school. You know, I think the visibility of seeing a particular team on TV and you winning attracts more students to that university. The other part of it, too, is the revenue that athletics, and particularly in our case, men's basketball, brings in for the university. It helps pay for, you know, different things on campus for not just the student athletes, but also the general population of students. So there's a tremendous benefit to athletics and how it can tie into everything that the university is about.
In both the campus community and then the community as a whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of our goal is to reach out to the community and, you know, and obviously UWM and the students and the, you know, student body, that's important. But also throughout the community, as you just talked about, is our focus.
Pat, I have to tell our listeners that I had the pleasure of watching you greet our 3,000-plus new freshmen on the lawn of Mitchell Hall a few weeks ago. And I have to tell you, I really identified with your approach. You stood up there and said, folks, you tell them. I'll let you tell the listeners. What did you tell our students?
Well, I if they had any problems of remembering who I was, I wanted them just to, at that moment, to look at me and think of my name. And, you know, I have a bald head, you know, follically challenged. And I
identify with that, so I'm on your side.
So I wanted them to know that the first part of my name is bald. And then the last part is something that I would hope that we win and win early. And so bald win. So it really got the students riled up and hopefully, you know, I've had a couple of students, whether it's getting into my car in the garage or walking around campus, that, you know, just identified with that and remembered, you know, my message at that day. Yeah.
Folks, it was just one of those moments I will always treasure, with thousands of new UWM students chanting, bald win, bald win. It made a bald guy feel proud. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Yeah, let's talk about the student athletes now. You know, you mentioned a moment ago that the value of having a big-time basketball program is that it helps a school recruit non-athletes. What does it take today to recruit the people who are going to be on that team? Are there any special challenges?
You know, I think in this day and age, you know, we're mentors. The coaches are mentors. We're kind of like parents. We're counselors. We're, you know, a number of different things to these kids. So I think parents, when they entrust coaches, they want to know that their kids will be taken care of. And so that's the first part. And then the other side of it, too, is, you know, when you talk about what kids love these days, they love the bells and whistles. So one of the things that they look for are the new shiny practice facilities or different things on campus that kind of attracts them. And, you know, we have that in the pavilion. Hopefully we can add something like that with a practice facility as well. But, you know, those things are important for kids. But I think the one message that we always have and always talk to this about with our kids is when I ask them a question, and some kids may have this, some certainly don't. Do you have the biggest house on the block? And some will say, no, I don't. Do you have the best house on the block? No, I don't. Now I ask them, why do you go there? You know, why do you go back home? And they'll tell me, because of my family, because of the people that's inside of the house. And so that's my message to a lot of kids. It's not all of those facilities, the nice, shiny new bells and whistles and things that you can get, but it's the people within those walls that make that place the most important place to be. And that's what I can say about Milwaukee, and certainly had that at Northwestern, but here at Milwaukee, I can say that the people are tremendous here, very wholesome. And, you know, when a kid comes to our program, that they're gonna be involved with some really tremendous people here.
So when you're recruiting students, is it that character that you're looking for first, or for their basketball ability?
I think there's a tie into both of those things. Obviously, you're looking at that character piece first, and you want to know that kids come from a good background. We talk about the standards, you know, that we want to have, but also even if a kid has, I wouldn't say a bad history, but just some areas that they need to mature. And if we really dive in and understand that kid, we feel like we can help and be a beacon for that kid to be successful. And so we'll really investigate and do our due diligence in making sure that what we want for our program, those kids have.
Let's talk about academics. You hear a lot of criticism about some schools that don't really pay too much attention to whether or not the student athletes are successful in the classroom. It's all about how are they on the basketball court or the football field. Where do you put academics on your range of important criteria to address with these students?
Well, I think with each and every kid that we bring into our program, we absolutely look at their academics. And that's very important to me, because I think that if you're successful there, or you put the amount of time and effort it takes to be successful in the classroom, I think you'll put that same amount of time into being successful in the court. All the little things that we need to do within our team and the framework of our team becomes very important as well. But at the same time, I look at some who may not be the top tier student, maybe they're that mid to average student. You know, the one thing that I'll look at is you know, how hard are they really working? You know, what capacity do they have? And if I see that a kid that, you know, maybe he's a BC student and that's the best that he can do and he's working extremely hard, then that's the type of kid that I want in our program. You know, that I know that he's given me everything that he has in order to get that B or to get that C. Now, on the flip side, there may be an A student that can get it, you know, get an A just because they're naturally gifted, but they don't try very hard and they don't put in that work, that extra work. And I talk about this to my son and my kids is the extra credit. Are you doing extra credit? Are you doing more, you know, in order to be beyond and go beyond what you typically are? So, you know, there's the different grade and level of kids that, as I said before, that B or C student, they're trying extremely hard. I know that they're going to give me everything that they have. And, you know, so we definitely look at both sides of it and make sure that we get the best kids we can possibly get.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. It's our annual basketball program. We talk a lot about research, about the great things the university does on the academic side. We like to reserve one program every year to talk about UW-Milwaukee's shining star in the athletic department. And there are many stars. We've got a great athletic program, but men's basketball is really the driver, I should say, for what we do in terms of entertaining students and the public. In the studio with us on that front is Pat Baldwin, the new men's head basketball coach. Pat, you mentioned your son a moment ago. Just have to give a little shout out to Patrick Jr., who's quite a basketball player himself, although he's not anywhere close to college yet.
Yeah, he's, you know, Patrick is a junior at, I'm sorry, he Patrick Jr., but he's a freshman in high school and certainly trying to find his way through that new stage of his life. And, you know, our daughters, my other daughters are eighth grade, fourth and first grade. So, you know, Patrick's trying to set the standard for all of them, Tatum, Brooke and Claire. Tatum and Brooke had volleyball games. They're pretty good at volleyball themselves. But, you know, Patrick, for him, it's I wouldn't say it's uncharted territory, but it's been great these last few years seeing his development and you know, he's been around this game and around me and my wife so often around sports that his basketball intelligence and understanding is at a high level. And now all of that, the physical part needs to catch up with that. So
he's a freshman in high school, but he's also nationally ranked as one of the top freshmen in the entire country, top high school freshmen. So is that genes? Or have you just drug him to the gym often enough that it's imprinted on him?
Well, you know, when he finally beats me, we'll start ranking him. But I think
you don't give him any gimmies here.
No gimmies, no birdie putts that he can just walk away from. But you know, we're very fortunate to have great kids, and you know, my wife and I have we think we've done it the right way in how we've tried to take care of the notoriety, if you will, or really keep him humble, which he is. You know, my daughters are humble too. They they're soft-spoken, but they're also very confident in themselves, but they're not bragging on themselves either. And so we appreciate that in them. And but you talk about where does it come from, and I'll give all the credit to my wife and her great athleticism
and quite an athlete herself.
Yeah, she played volleyball as well, and has the height and all of that. She'll say that I was recruiting her when I was at Northwestern, but she's a shining star too.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting your wife and your children the day that you were introduced as the new men's coach here this past summer, and delightful group of people. So you're blessed. You're a blessed man.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the upcoming season again. Speaking of facilities and bells and whistles, UWM now has its own home downtown in the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena, the old Mecca, where the Bucks are going to be playing a special anniversary game with the Boston Celtics in October. So you've got a place that you could bring your recruits in and your players in, and it's your house. What kind of player are we going to see on the floor this year? And this year, your first year as head coach, what are you predicting?
Well, first with Panther Arena, in my opinion, it's one of the best places to play in college basketball. When you start thinking about places that you're going to play at, the nostalgia that you get from there, I think of when I walk through the hallways or through the tunnel, I think of Lou Alcindor having walked through those halls and through the tunnel. I think of Oscar Robertson, and even you have some teams that have come from other places like Michael Jordan and other very good players who have walked through these hallways and through the tunnels. That's great history, and I feed off of that. And, you know, that's the kind of vision that I have. And, even you start thinking about Junior Bridgman and some of the really good other good players that have come through here.
The Bucks' original home, right?
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a special place. But when I think about our team, I think about a very competitive, very tough-minded, physical team. I think of playing quick and fast, but playing with a lot of discipline as well. And I think the game right now is going towards a more up-tempo game, and that's certainly how we want to play. But obviously the game and how the game is flowing will dictate how you play. So that's where the discipline comes in. That's where, you know, the coaching comes in. And when we talk about all of that stuff in our practice and in film sessions, we talk about how to manage the game as well. And I think we have really good personnel. I think we have really good kids that understand what we're trying to do out there on the floor. It's going to take us some time to get the execution down. They're still trying to learn, you know, what I want to do both offensively and defensively. But we have smart kids that really want to learn, that want to get better, and are giving me everything they have up to this point.
What kind of schedule do you have? What does the non-conference schedule look like? You'll be tipping off here in November.
You know, it's really good. It's very competitive. And to start off, we have 17 home games, which is really good for a mid-major program. It's tough to have. You typically don't get 17 home games, so that's really good. But our non-conference schedule is really good. You know, we have our own multi-team event that's on the 17th, 18th, and 19th
of November,
and really, really good teams coming in. And then we host Loyola comes in here, Western Michigan comes in here, two very good teams out of the Missouri Valley and the MAC conference, and then we go on the road as well, and we'll see Wisconsin and Iowa State, and you know Belmont's a really good team as well. And so it's extremely competitive, and so that's why, you know, this preseason and work in the fall is really important.
Boy, there are no gimmies in that schedule, are there?
No, none at all. Very good teams, very well coached, all of them, and we'll always have our hands cut out for us. If you prepare and if you are diligent and resilient, you know, anything can happen.
And then January, February, you're right in the heart of Horizon League conference play. Last year, under Coach Jordan, Lavelle Jordan, who went on and was recruited away to his alma mater.
Yes.
We talk a lot about alma maters and
right.
the draw. You know, he had a great run, almost made it to the tournament. So you've got, again, a very good opportunity to be competitive at the conference level.
Yeah, I think any time, and I was talking with somebody about this a long time ago, and even within the last week or so, that if you have an older group and that they played and been through those competitions and tough games, and that you give yourselves a chance to win, now you have to have talent as well. So for them to get to where they were last year at the end of the season, and now that I think that kind of carries over with their confidence and their mindset moving on, and they have great expectations for themselves to do better in the regular season and then try to almost, you know, do the same thing and even more going into the conference tournament. So they have a great expectation on how they want to be, and that's where the standards come in and trying to set themselves up to be successful.
It really takes experience. You got to be tested in some of those tough games, and that's what I suspect gives you more hope or more confidence that this young group can come back strong this coming year.
Yeah, I think any time that you go through challenges, whether they're up or down, from the point where you, either you're on top or you didn't get enough done, I think that prepares you for when you see those tough challenges ahead. And so I'm looking forward to it because we do have a group of veterans that have been on the floor. They know what the Horizon League is. It's not going to be new to them. We only have one freshman and one incoming kid, Vance Johnson, that's going to be a junior. And, you know, so everybody else is returning. So that's what I love about this group, is that they've seen what it's like. And so there's no more awe factor or awe feeling when they're walking into Detroit or Cleveland or UIC or any place like that. It's going to be, all right, now we just have to get to work, and let's try to see if we can get this win.
One final preview. With fans coming back to the Panther Arena, what kind of passion are they going to see in Pat Baldwin on the floor?
Well, I might sweat as much as our players out there, so that gives you a little bit of the passion, but that's just the way I am. That's my DNA, just a lot of passion. Because I love this game so much, and I love the kids, and I want them to be successful. So they're going to see a lot of the aggressive and competitive nature that I played with, and that's going to spill over as I coach.
Well, Pat, we wish you the very, very best. Welcome to Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Welcome to UWM, and best of luck as you begin your first season as head coach of a men's basketball team, and we're really proud that team is the UWM Panthers.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Pat Baldwin, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. Well, that's all for this week's program. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujak.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujak, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.